For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Call to me. That was the theme for the 2005 See You at the Pole event yesterday. It was the 15th annual student-initiated, student-led prayer movement that saw students gather at school flagpoles to pray. Many prayed for leaders, schools, and families, asking God to bring a spiritual awakening to their campuses and countries. Students in more than 20 countries participated. And three Indonesian Christians were recently imprisoned for running a religious education program for children in their community. Their case isn't unusual. Open Doors is urging Christians around the world to pray for the suffering believers like these women. They've set aside Sunday, November 13th as the 2005 International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Church bulletin inserts are available each month to keep missions in front of your church. Go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.